Okay, so we're starting here on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph in Gemara Beitza, and we'll continue sort of inadvertently. There are certain things that rabbis didn't want you to do, even though you can shech the animal, you can eat it on Yantav, but the other things that you're trying to preserve and save the animal, they don't want you to do extra things that are not necessarily for preserving life or for oichel nefesh that you need to for food. As for example, we learned in a braisa, Tana Rabbanon, we learned in a braisa that ein molchin esa chalovim. Chalovim, that's the fat, the kosher fat of the animal. Now, normally, the fat is just like any other meat that it spoils. They had no refrigeration over there. The way they used to preserve things is by salting it, and the salt would hold the bacteria so that it doesn't spread, so they would preserve the fat longer. But you don't eat the fat over here, so we learned in the Braise, Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braise, that ein molchin es hachalovim, that you're not allowed to salt the fatty part of the animal.
But they didn't eat it?
What? I'm sorry?
They did not eat the fat.
Maybe they would eat it later on a little, but the fat itself was there, so not that wasn't part of their meal where they're going to eat it over there. I mean, otherwise there would be no problem. The reason, he says, anyways, but there could be, they wanted to salt it to preserve it for later on. Now, we're going to see later on, regular meat, if you're salting, once you're salting, you can salt the whole thing already. You know, you don't have to, it's not going to be a way. But this is, I guess, salting the fat versus the, let's see what Rashi says. Tana Rabbanan, ein molchin es hachalovim, ein molchin es hachalovim biyomtev. What would be the purpose to salt the fat on yomtev? Is kidei shelo yasrichu, in order the that they should not become protrude. So therefore, you want to. Hello. Kadesh lo yasrichu. And now, certainly, if you've shechted it before Yom Tov, we don't let you do this work on Yom Tov. There's no reason for you to salt the fat on Yom Tov. But v'afilo nishchata behema b'Yom Tov, even though the animal was shechted on Yom Tov. So if we're not going to let you preserve and salt it so that you can keep the fat, so then you maybe say, listen, I don't want to have a loss, even though I'd like to have a new, a fresh piece of shechted meat for Yom Tov, but I'm not ready to take a hit and have my fat of the animal, if you're not going to allow me to salt it, I'm not going to shech them, then I'm not going to have meat. The Chachamim were concerned, so we say no. He's still not allowed to. That's the Tanakama. We're going to, and that's one thing you can't salt. And you can't turn around in them. That would mean if you go and you, I guess it was probably salted already. Let's see, we're talking about that there's extra trouble over here. You can't do, you can only shecht and not do things that require extra work or extra trouble. Mahapchim Bahem would be to turn them around, to check out and to see what's good, what's bad, if it's peace. You can only shecht and eat the meat that you need and you salt what you need, but not do any extra work, not to work with the chalev and not to turn it around. That's considered extra work, extra tircha. Extra tircha and yontav is not allowed. Okay? Not, whatever it is, to preserve the chaylev, you're saying because you're doing it for the next day, preparing, but just the tircha itself on this day, you're not allowed to. That's not part of what you need to do in order to eat it. So that's why you're not allowed to do it. Now, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua Omar, but in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, they said that Shoitchon Beruach Agabi, you say this, that you spread them out in the wind on top of pegs. That way, I guess, they would dry out. Again, you dry them out, so that's not something that you're doing with your hand, you're just pushing them out, and you're putting them out there. In the wind, I guess, the wind would is good for them. That you're allowed to. He says you're allowed to do it in such a way. So, Rav Masna came along and said, Halacha Rabbi Yeshua, the halacha of Rabbi Yeshua, that you could spread them out on top of the pegs. The halacha is like him. That's one version of Rabbi Masna. Ikadamri om Rabbi Masna. Other people say Rabbi Masna said, Ein halacha Rabbi Yeshua, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yeshua, that you're not allowed to spread it out, like Rabbi Yeshua says. I think one is going to ask on this, Bish lemer lemanda omar halacha Rabbi Yeshua. We understand, according to the opinion, meaning the version, that says that Rabbi Masna said halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, Yitzrich, he needs to say that. Why does Rabbi Masna need to tell us that halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua? Because Rabbi Yeshua argues on the Chacham. The Chacham says you're not allowed to. He comes and says, if you spread it out on the pegs, you're allowed to. So, Salka Daita Chamina, Yochid Barabim, Malacha Kerabim. So, you might think, since you have an individual, Rabbi Yeshua, he disagrees with the Chachamim. Chachamim say that you can't do it. He says you could do it. So, Yochid Barabim, if you have a singular against the many, Malacha Kerabim, the law remains like the many. So, that's why he needs to tell you, Kamash Malon, Halacha Ki Yochid. No, that in this case, it's exception. We rule like the Yochid, and that's what Rav Masna is coming to tell you. If what he said was halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua, lo leman de Omar, ain halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua. But according to the opinion that says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yeshua, that's what Rav Masna said. Pshito, that's obvious. Yochid v'Rabim halacha k'Rabim. Why does Rav Masna need to tell us the halacha is not like Rabbi Yeshua? That you can't spread it out on the pegs, that's something which is obvious because the Chachamim say you're not allowed to do it. So why does Rabbi Masna have to tell us Allah is not like Rabbi Yeshua? And the Gemara says over here too, I guess the same question we can ask. I mean, again, I'm not, how come he taka paskin like Rabbi Yeshua against the Chachamim? Apparently because he thinks it's a really good svara. What is the svara? What would be the svara? Why does he rule like Rabbi Yeshua? Because he's trying to avoid the person making it too difficult for him to shecht on yontif. He wants to make sure the person will shecht on yontif, so he'll have a good meal on yontif. So, because of that, he is going to be lenient, and he's going to say, listen, let's find a way. If he wants to spray it out on pegs, we don't see him actually salting it with his hands, and we don't see him turning it around. It's just by the wind and it's drying out. Okay, we're going to allow that. He's going to look away. And that's the reason. And that's also the reason why he has to say the halacha is not like Rabbi Yeshua. Because you might think he has a very good reasoning. Look what the Gemara says. Ma'u de tema. You might say, Mistaber taima de Rabbi Yeshua, that the reasoning of Rabbi Yeshua is logical. For if you're not going to permit him to go ahead and spread it out, Mimne v'le shachit. So he's going to hold back, and he's not going to shecht, he's not going to have a good meal on Yontif. So maybe the logic would say, in this case, Rabbi Yeshua is right. He has a good svara. So that's why he says, komash malon. So that's what Rabbi Masna is coming to tell us. The law is not like Rabbi Yeshua, you're still not allowed to do it. Okay. So that's the way the Gemara explains it. I mean, I use the same explanation, L'chaira, why, according to the other version, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, maybe because of this reason. He says it's a very good reason. So, if the halacha is like the Chachomim, that means you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to spread it out. But in our Mishnah, we find that Beis Hillel, the Loch is like Beis Hillel, were lenient. The Beis Hillel allowed to put out the leather, the skin, in front and let people step on it, so he doesn't have a loss. So how come in the Mishnah it was okay, halachic okay? Beis Shammai disagrees, but halach is like Beis Hillel, who says that it's okay, and here we're ruling like against Rabbi Yeshua that it's not okay to spread out on the pegs. How is this different than when you put the skin in front of the stepping on it? Rashi says the sharu b'silo mishum b'silo allows it mishum di loy sharislei mimnev loy shachit. If you're not going to allow him, he's going to hold back and he's not going to shecht. So they gave an allowance. So why shouldn't we allow him to do something with the chalev itself? Seems like it should be the same ruling here.
So why would there be a difference between halting and stretching?
Between?
Halting, we first said you can't salt the meat. But then we talked about stretching.
Not stretching, turning it over. Turning around the thing to check it out whether it's good or not good, it's extra work. But we did allow you to put it on the pegs according to the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Yeshua, according to the Chachamim, that's not allowed either. So, how come by the Mishnah, Beis Hillel, who the Loch is like Beis Hillel, allow you to put it out in front of the house, and people will step on it, so you don't have a loss? And the Gemara answers, "Hosom loy mukhamil." In the case of the Mishnah, what is he doing in the Mishnah? In our case of the Mishnah, he's taking the skin and he's putting it out in the public domain, right? But people could interpret it that he's not doing it for the purpose to make the skin better, to step on it. Maybe he wants to sit on it. It's just, you know, spreading out like a blanket. So he's spreading out a piece of hide, a skin over there. So it's not obvious, I guess, that he's doing it in order to do work with that piece of skin. Let's do the Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Hosom lemukha milsa. Over there, it's not evidence, it's not obvious that the fact that he spreads it out, that it's for the purpose of working it through. The Meimar Omar, a person seeing him do that, will say, the reason why the rabbis allowed him to spread it out in front of people stepping on it is they allowed it because that was part of the need of Yom Tov. That's why they allowed it. Sha'af shtichosei tzorech Yom Tov, because even to just spread it out is for the need of Yom Tov. Why the chazi lemezgi alai? Because that's fit to sit on it, to spread out. So there's a use on Yom Tov from that. People are not going to say, oh, you put it there for people to step on so they work through the skin. They thought you put it out because you can sit on it. Chazi le mizgelai, you can sit on it. And that's what it's there for. But here, by the fats, if you're going to allow him to spread it out, it's mukha milsa shalatikun chalavim. It's evident, this matter is evident, shalatikun chalavim hitarte, that you're allowing him just to, allowing him to fix the fat so that it should not be protrude, or to fix it up, to make it good. And then he might also come to salt it, and salting is not allowed to. Salting something which needs to work through, I guess the salt is an ingredient which gets the skin softer and works it through. So you're not allowed to salt it. And if we're going to allow you to spread it out, he's going to say, oh, you know what? Maybe you're allowed to do it here. If you're letting him fix the fat by spreading it out on the pegs over there, he'll come to say you're allowed to salt it as well. Ditnan, because in the Mishnah in Shabbos, when it talks about Ovis Melachas, it says there, one who salts it and one who works it through. So therefore, the Chacham are more concerned, they don't allow you to spread it out so you don't make a mistake. People may not understand and they'll come to actually salting it, which would be an Av Melacha. Mashenkein, over there, when you put it out, people are not going to say that you can do other things with it because it's not you're not doing any other abalachas over here. I mean, the Chachamim don't even want you to in any way work it through. But people will not make that mistake. And therefore, the people over there are not going to come to salt it. And they're just putting it out. That's not considered a malacha because you're not doing anything. And people are not going to Okay, why don't we allow him? So what does the Rabbanan say? The Rabbanan say that over there, you can't do it by the Mishnah, by the salting. People don't know; they don't think it's a heter, so therefore. Again, so Mr. Harald, let me think. What? Hasam lemukha milsa. Let me see the hasam lemukha milsa over there by the Mishnah by Beis Hillel, in which he Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel allowed or didn't allow? I'm just getting confused over here. Beis Hillel allowed. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, now I understand. So over here, Beis Hillel allowed. Over here, the Chacham don't allow. So over there, Beis Hillel allowed because you're not going to come to make a mistake. And because it's not obvious that you're doing it to work the leather. So nobody's going to say you're allowed to work leather. So a person's not going to make a mistake. You're not going to come to salt it. And the only reason why they're going to say that the Chachamim allow you to put it there because you can use it for Yomtev, and it's a Tzorech Yomtev, and it's not evident that you're doing it, so you're not going to come, therefore, to salt it because they allow you to step on it. But over here, it's obvious by the Chelev that it's obvious that you're doing it for the Chelev. and people make a mistake, that if you can do it for the chaylev to spread it out, maybe you can salt it, that would be a third of you. So that's why over here the chacham don't allow. Again, you got it? The guy was confused a little bit. By the Mishnah, the Chachamim allow you to spread it out in front of the people there, because over there it's not obvious that you're doing it to fix the leather. Over there, you think you needed it for today, because you can sit on it today, so maybe you're doing it for today. So people are not going to mistake to come ahead and salt the leather, salt it as well, the skin. But over here, which it's obvious that you're doing it for the fixing up of the fat, people will come to salt it, and that would be a direct avera prohibition, because it's an amalach. So he says, it's fit to sit on it. But over here, they'll come to say, my time, shorli rabbonon. He's going to say, why did the chachomim allow me, talking about when spreading out the chaylev, why did Chacham allow me to go ahead and spread it out if we're going to allow him? He's going to say, keichid le'lisrach, so that it doesn't become patrud. So if they allow that, mali le'mishtachino, mali le'mishtachino. What difference does it make if it's going to spread it out like we're doing in the mid, like he's doing now with the chaylev, he's putting it on pegs, and you can also salt it, and salting you're not allowed to do. So therefore, in this case, the Chacham said, no, don't put it on the pegs, because we worry that you might come to, because it's obvious that what you're doing is for the benefit of this to make sure that it doesn't become protrude. And since you were allowed to do that, you're going to come to salt it also, which is not something that you would be allowed to do, because salting, as the Rashi brings down, would be a melacha min ha-Torah. Weiter. Amr Abidah Mashmul says, real name Mashmul. Maleach Odom Kama Chatiches Bosu Bebas Achas. Okay, so what happens to how many? He says, if you're salting already, you don't have to salt just one piece that you're going to eat. Salt, you can salt a whole bunch, many pieces together. Bebas Achas. He says, the Chatir Chalikula, because there's one trouble for all. So you're not doing extra trouble, you're salting it. Even though he only requires one piece, he can go ahead and salt all the pieces. The Gemara says further, he would make a trick, mighty. He would make a trick. Because otherwise you couldn't salt all the pieces either, just like that. If you salted one piece and you put it away, but he would go ahead in a tricky way, he would salt piece by piece, gromo gromo. Because what he would do is, he would take one piece, oh, I like this piece, let me salt it. And then he says, you know what, I like the other piece better, and he salt the other piece. So he'd always get the whole thing through applying this thing. Ma'irim zotrashi. La'achar shamolach zulach la'yoyim. After he salted this one to eat it today, the other piece is more tasty to me, is areva, sweet to me. The other piece is more tasty to me to eat today. Then it goes and sells it. So you can go through and end up salting all the pieces, even though he already salted some, he can still end up salting. Mishnah, next Mishnah. The Gemara brought down this Mishnah before. Zog the Mishnah, Bishamai Emrim. Bishamai say, Ein Mesalkin es Atrisim B'yomtov. Now the merchant, they'd have a box. It's similar to, like, you know, you've seen in those bike carts that they have. They sell merchandise in those carts. They'd have carts. They weren't on bikes, but they had carts. And then they hang the merchandise on top of the wall. They open up one side, and they hang up the merchandise, and then they close it up later on to and lock it up. And they would sell the stuff by opening up the doors. Now, on Yom Tov, people need food and things like that, so you're allowed to open it up for people to buy. You can't give them the money, but on loan or whatever, but people need to be able to get access to food, so you're allowed to open it up. But B'Shamay say, Ein misalkin es ha-trisim b'Yom Tov, but you have no right. The trisim, those are the doors which open up and then you hang the merchandise on it. You cannot remove the trisim, those are those, the box, the hole, the wall, on Yom Tov. You can't put it back on Yom Tov over there. Why? Because that's not for Yom Tov anymore, correct? Because he's already sold whatever needs to sell. That's to lock up. You can't do that. Basil permits you also to return, because if you're not going to let him return, you're not going to open up. It's almost like by a doctor, they allow you sometimes to go back home because otherwise you're not going to go. But we'll see what exactly is the issues here, and the Gemara will discuss all that. The Gemara, what is this trisin? Trisin is almost, you know, they call the blinds, they call them trisim, you know, on the windows, yeah. They call trisim. The Gemara, my trisim, Amar Ula, trisim chanuyas. Two Rashi's here. Trisim chanuyas means the, those are the the boards of the stores, meaning in the stores, these are boxes of their sales. They sell box. And Rashi says chanuyis. Rashi says kimeitevesei. They are like boxes. Ve'imdus b'shuk, and they are standing in the marketplace. Ve'einon mechuboros lekarka. This must be mechuboros. They're not connected to the ground. And they're just, and we'll see why it makes a difference, because if it's not connected to the ground, so it's not really called building, and something which is not, it's not building or destroying if it's not grounded. If it's not grounded, it's not connected to the ground. So that's the trisis that Beis Shammai says can't return, Beis Hillel say you could return. Ba'amar Ula, and further Ula said that there are three things that they allowed in the end. They allow you to do it, even though the Chachamim would not allow you to do the end, but because of the beginning. Because if you don't allow you the end, you won't do the beginning, so we allow it to you. So that's what he's saying. There are three items. They allowed the end because of the beginning. Meshum t'chilosam. Zok Rashi. Shu tzarech Yom Tov. That is for the need of Yom Tov. V'i loy shoris soifa. If you don't allow in the end, loy ovit t'chilosam, then he won't do the beginning. If you're not going to allow him to do it in the end, he wasn't going to do the beginning. So therefore, we're allowing in the beginning in order to make sure that he does it in the end. Okay. What are the three things? Anyway, and these are the following are the three things. So some of them we just had. The Gemara is going to talk. Why do we need to say this? Oir lifnei hadurson. We allowed you to put the skin in front of the steppet. Chachamim allowed you. Now, to put the skin of the animal in front of the people stepping on it. So, the reason they allowed you to spread it out is because they want you to shecht it. So the end, they were allowing you because shechitasim. Because if you're not going to allow him to spread it out, he's not going to shecht. Utrisi chaniyis, and these these doors of the stores, those trisim that block up, why are we allowed to put them back according to the Beis Hillel? The reason why they allowed you to bring them back is because of their removal. If they're not going to let you bring it back, they're not going to remove it. And they're not going to remove it, it's not going to be foolish. So they allow it. And also, he says, returning the bandage. Returning a bandage on Shabbos, maybe on Yom Tov, maybe an issue. So if you're returning the bandage in the Beis HaMikdash for a Kohen, we're allowed to do it, because if he's not allowed to do it, he's not going to be moved. Let's see Rashi. First of all, Ritiyah means to bring back the bandage. It's a kind of a bandage. And it works. You put a medicine on it and to bandage up. Chazoros Ritiyah, Dr. Rashi, B'Shabbos, B'Pere Klal Godel, in Masechta Shabbos, in the chapter Klal Godel, Omru, so over there they say, HaMemarich Ritiyah B'Shabbos, Chayim Meshuv Machik. One who smooths down a bandage on Shabbos is liable for Memachik. Memachik is erasing, because you sort of erasing it onto your hand, so you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to smear it in on your hand. So that's it. But we did allow chazoras ritiyah b'migdosh. What does it mean, allowing the migdosh? So Rashi says that it means lekoyhen shaloka biyode. We're talking about a koyhen who got a wound in his hand. And he needs to do the avoida. Can't do the avoida while you have a bandage on your hand. He must remove that bandage from his hand. Why? That shouldn't be interrupting between his hand and the avoida. So therefore, what do we say? That machzir haritiyah l'achar ha'avoida. He is allowed to bring back that bandage after the service that he finished. Why? The l'sharis l'achzir l'shaka l'mekore. If you won't allow the kohen to put back his bandage, he's never going to take it off in the first place. He's not going to be able to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. So we allow him to take it, put it back on, and we allow him to put it back on, because that's the third case of that we allow something in the end because of the beginning. Okay. Berachava Amar Rav Yehuda. So this is Rachava said the name of Rav Yehuda. Rashi is going to explain exactly what does it mean, Rachava Omar Rav Yehuda? Normally, Yesh Mefarshim Sofik Bishmei de Rav Yehuda Nisiyah, that he was, it's a question, we're not sure whether he said it in the name of Rav Yehuda Hanasi, and Sofik Mishmei de Rav Yehuda, and maybe he said it in the name of Rav Yehuda, not Rav Yehuda Hanasi. So we don't know here whose name did Rachava really say it. Did he say, when he said Rav Yehuda, is it Rav Yehuda Hanasi? Or it's plain Rav Yehuda? Bani Oimer, and I say, says Rashi, can't be Rav Yehuda Hanasi. Leiro Rachava is Rav Yehuda Nesia. He didn't see Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Dom mipumpedisa habel. Rachava was from Pumpedisa. He was from Babel. V'loim atzinu sh'olul l'Eretz Yisrael. We don't find that he went up that he went to Eretz Yisrael or Chava, so how would he even see Rabbi Yehuda Nasi? He wasn't there. And another proof. Kamrin ba'alma the daig v'gomer shmeitzim mipumet the rabbi kirachba the pumpadisa haben lo the member. So the Gemara says about Rechava that he was very particular and he learned the statements from the mouth of his teacher. When the Gemara wants to say that people were very precise, so they say, well, it's like Rechava who learned, like Rechava of Pumbedisa, who was very precise in his learning. But if Rechava was also met Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Havilan lemeimer da filu sveika the gabra goris. Even he would even not only be accurate, but even when there was a doubt who the people are, kedamrinna b'Rabbi Yehuda b'Akel Shochtim, and Rashi says, I'm also not saying exactly right here, that he would even say when there's a question, apparently the Gemara called Shachtim, I gotta look it up. Let's take a second and look it up. So just to make sure. Let's see here. That of the Gemara called Shachtim, he was saying that he was so careful that he would also Sveika the Gabra Goris. He says, Anamakul Amen. Anamrigamina, feel the Sveika the Gabra Goris. The Amr of Yehuda, Amri Rabbi, Sophic which made the Rab, Sophic which made the Shmuel. So Rashi's point is, it couldn't be that he was talking about in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, because then okay, let's see the Nidib Einaim Shum the Rabbi Muvik Hoyo. He was his full rabbi, and he didn't learn from anybody else. Havikorle Rebbe. So that's why we refer to him to as Rebbe. The loin is sapke b'Rabbi Yehuda Achrina, so that we don't mistake him for another Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, I'll tell you what, we'll leave it over here because I'm sort of ecking and becking over here. I have to look it over first in order. So we'll stop over here and Mitzvah next time we'll continue from here.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, we'll continue next week in Mitzvah.